Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Saturday, the 14th of May. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been studying through the book of 1 John. The sermons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information. We're up to chapter 5, and we're just looking at the one verse, verse 19, today. Here's how it reads. We know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. Children of God. We know that we are children of God. This is the second of three we knows in verses 18, 19, and 20. Verse 18, we know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. Verse 19, we know that we are children of God. This is a personal knowledge. We belong to his family. You don't have any doubt about the family you belong to. We know these things. How do we know that we are the children of God? Well, a large part of 1 John has been John reminding his readers, his hearers, of what it means to be a child of God, to be in the family of God. And by showing what the false teachers have been saying and those who have followed them have been doing, he's showing what is not characteristic of the children of God and the family of God, and instead what is. How do we know from 1 John that we are in God's family? Well, we know it by the test of fellowship, by being loyal to the people of God, by being practical in meeting one another's needs. 1 John 3, 17 and 18. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. We know we're of the family of God when we are actively sacrificing for one another's needs. How do we know? We learned earlier in chapter 5 that it's when we're praying for one another when we are in sin. We know how we that we are the children of God because we don't depart the fellowship for a more attractive teaching. We know because we persevere when the going gets tough. It is true, as the second half of this verse says, that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. This is true for a time. It is temporary, but it is true for a while. John 14, verse 30, Jesus said, I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, Jesus says. So this prince of the world who controls the world at the moment, he is coming, he is with us, but he doesn't have any control over Jesus. You see, we have confidence in this world, though there is so much evil. And there is. I read a statistic the other day that in one country of this world that I won't name, there are more than 40 women are raped every day. There's a tremendous amount of evil around. But we as Christians don't need to fear spiritual evil. We have a confidence because Jesus is more powerful than our enemy. And armed with this confidence, we are able to persevere through this life to inherit what is promised. Revelation 12, verses 10 to 12, just is a wonderful promise and description of this. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short. Yes, his time is short. The classic tension for the Christian living in this world is laid out here in one verse. We're the children of God, and we're in a world controlled by the evil one. Already we have our victory, but still yet we are surrounded by an enemy that threatens harm. We must live in hope. He threatens, he bullies, and he lies, but we are safe in the hands of Jesus. No spiritual harm can come to a true Christian. Let's live in that confidence today. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 20. In the meantime, if you want to know more about our church work or get hold of me, you can via our website, nwlcc.org. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.